500 years ago, Venice was one of the most highly populated and indeed important cities in the world. Not any longer. Its population has been shrinking dramatically. It's halved in the last 10 years. It's now a mere 60,000, no more than a small town. Some of those who remain are staging a mock funeral today to try to provoke the government into saving the city. Well, on the line is Francesco D'Amosto, who is an historian and citizen of Venice, and Donna Leon, best-selling author of the Commissari Brunetti novels, all, of course, set in Venice, and she's lived there for 20 years, and they've sold themselves out to tourism, you believe, Donna Leon?
Well, I think if you take a look around, and I'm sure that Signor D'Amosto would know more because he's been here longer than I have, the texture of the city has changed, if in only what is available to be bought in the city.
You mean you can't just go out and buy things in the shops the way you can in a normal city, as it were?
Well, I think that if one is a tourist, one has no trouble buying and spending money. But if one is a resident, it becomes increasingly difficult to buy bread or cheese or vegetables. I think most residents of Venice don't want to buy a plastic mask. I hope.
Well,
I hope at least.
So how do you, somebody like you who's lived there for a long time, how do you lead your life?
I just walk farther to buy cheese.
This is a problem, Francesco D'Amosto.
Good morning.
Thank
you for inviting me to speak at your program, and I agree completely with Donna Leon what she said. That is the most practical and true thing that is in the reality for a resident of what is happening today.
So have the local people, have the Venetians been driven out by tourism? Is that what's happened?
I think that we are selling ourselves. I think that the rule, who is ruling us? In a certain way, I think that the job of a mayor is for work for a town and make the citizen feel well. I think they are doing the opposite from a long time, and it's quite sad to feel, as a citizen of a town, feel abandoned by the people that is ruling the town.
On the other hand, you'd have to say, wouldn't you, that if you're running a town or a city, you want to bring in the tourists because tourists bring in the money.
Yes, yeah, sure, but you cannot put a poster on to get money, also put the posters on churches with nearly two naked women to get money, and the poor priest as tourist people that enters there and think is a house for appointments. That is not ruling with dignity.
You mean they think it's a brothel rather
than
a church?
That's right, and it was for 2 years going on with the permission of the mayor, the church, the monuments, everyone.
But surely most of us who go to Venice go there because it is a stunningly beautiful place. There are some magnificent buildings. The canals give it a very special feeling. And we want to go there to see Venice.
I think you will love Venice until it is a live town. When the town will lose the people, and so the soul, I don't know if you're going to come anymore.
Well, I suppose then, Donna Leon, it becomes a sort of historical monument rather than a living town. Is that the sense that you have?
Well, I would differ with something that you say about people coming to see Venice. I don't think that's true at all. I think people come here to shop.
Really?
I think that's why people travel. They travel to shop, and here they can buy lovely Chinese-made masks and lovely Chinese-made glass and lovely Chinese-made souvenirs, and think that, and then that they can go and tell people that they've been to Venice.
But you can't do you can do all that sort of thing in New York or anywhere else, but you can't go on a canal. Well, I suppose there are the odd canals here and there, but the gondoliers and all the romance of Venice—that's unique.
Absolutely, it is unique, and it brings many people here. But if you just look, if you were a bird looking down at where the tourists are in the city, the tourists are all concentrated in the Bermuda Triangle of Rialto, Accademia, and San Marco. That is, they don't see a lot of Venice. They see maybe 15% of Venice, 10% of Venice.
Francesco D'Amosto, what's the answer? Stop tourists coming, or try to stop many of them coming? Is that the answer?
No, I think that the people that is ruling us has to change way of ruling us. I think that is a man and a woman can divorce. I think it's the only wedding that Venice has, and Venice does it every year, is a ring in the water. So I think we have to divorce with the land. It's the time to do it.
I'm not sure I follow you exactly. What do you want them to do in practical terms? What do you want the people who run Venice to do?
I think we have to have a mayor for Venice and a mayor for the land. Or if it's not enough, to cut everything and to become like San Marino, Vatican, or something like that, and having a place where the people is helped to live here.
Right.
And like to have more butchers that are coming back, people that sell bread,
right.
meat, to survive. We want a town that is living, uh-huh. not just a dead monument.
Francesco De Mosta and Donna Leon have to end it there, I'm afraid. Thank you both very much indeed.